May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In our gospel today, Jesus calls us branches. He's talking about, you know, the grapevine and the branches that grow from the grapevine, the things that hold the grapes, the things that produce the fruit. And he uses that picture to teach us a lesson about our identity, about the resurrection reality of what it means to be a child of the resurrection, someone for whom Easter matters. And the reality is we are branches. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be a branch? Jesus talks about the pruning that happens. He talks about what happens to the dry, useless branches. He talks about the fruit that grows. So let's explore this picture, the life of the blessed branch. I want you to use your imagination for a moment. Now, metaphorically, we are branches, and we'll talk about what that means. But for a moment here, I want you to imagine if literally, physically, actually, you were a branch. What would that life be like? I mean, there's a couple options. If you're one of the drying out dead branches, well, life wouldn't seem so bad, would it? I mean, you're hanging out there in the sun, no one's messing with you, no one's bothering you, no one's really expecting anything from you, not bad. But now I want you to imagine if you're not one of those dead, useless branches, but you're one of the good branches, the ones that are designed and are supposed to be producing fruit. Imagine what that life would be. You're there hanging out on the vine, minding your own business, and then you see them, the pruning shears. Here comes the gardener, and he starts hacking away at you, cutting off parts of you, parts that kind of looked pretty, and he's cutting them away and trashing, and he's got a smile on his face. And you're saying, whoa, 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 what's going on here? That hurts. What are you doing to me? And he says, no, this is for your good. And you say, I'm not so sure about that. It doesn't really feel like it's for my good. I don't understand how this could be for my good. And he says, okay, you may not understand, but I'm the gardener, and I understand full well. I'm cutting away the excess. I'm cutting away so that this doesn't sap the strength that you need. And when I do this, then you will be able to bear beautiful grapes and make such delicious wine. And as you're thinking about that, then you see what he does next as he dumps the manure on your feet. Oh, that's gross. What are you doing? That stinks. I mean, it's bad enough. You're hacking me to pieces, and now you're covering me with this filth that you won't even leave on the barn floor? That is the life of the blessed branch. You see what Jesus is saying with this picture. You see what he's teaching here in John 15. This image of the vine and branches. You see him start by identifying the players, right? Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. The Father is the gardener, the one who cuts off the useless dead branches, and the one who turns those same pruning shears to us, who are connected to the vine, who are connected to Jesus. The life of the blessed branch does include pruning by the Father. And do you know enough about gardening to know how pruning works? I mean, the reason they do it, you know, you cut off the excess, the leafy parts, the stuff that's I mean, there's only so many nutrients, right? And if those nutrients are going to the show part, they aren't there for the purpose, the growth, the grapes. And so you cut that off so that what's needed isn't robbed of what it needs. Okay, so apply that to life. Maybe the easiest way to think about it would be with this thing. Ever happened where you find yourself just scrolling. And a couple minutes later, you're scrolling. And yeah, there are things that maybe you probably could or should be doing, but you keep scrolling. Or maybe for you, it's those addictive games, right? Level after level, ad after ad. Sometimes you have to put it down and walk away, right? You have to turn it off if you want to get done what you need to get done. Sometimes it's okay when mom and dad take the phone away for a few hours, teens. So now, think about that in other parts of life where the same thing would be true. Even good things, but good things that are preventing you from the better things, right? So a hobby is a good thing, right? Until that hobby starts cutting into the time of you being with your family, what your family needs you to be for them. Then maybe some pruning needs to happen. Family activities are wonderful things. Unless they are preventing you from growing in your relationship with God and time in His Word, then some pruning probably needs to happen. Work is a gift from a gracious and loving God, but you know that sometimes work tries to drive a wedge between you and connecting with your church family and growing together in His Word and being there to encourage and give that encouragement that everyone needs. Even friends. Friends are wonderful. But if time spent with them starts to change the way you think about life and who you are, and you stop seeing yourself first and foremost as a child of God, well, thank God for the pruning shears of His law that we have in front of us today. Look at verse 5. Jesus says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And we all have to admit, too often, we don't see our connection to the vine as the most important thing in life. Too often we act like there's a disconnect between us and that perfect vine. And that only leads to us being dried up and withered like those roses and destined for the burning pile like Jesus talks about. But before you despair, don't miss what else Jesus says about the vine and branches. Verse 3, "But you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you." You who are listening to this, who are paying attention to this word that Jesus is speaking, He says you are already clean because of that word. Through His word, you are forgiven. And by that forgiveness, you are connected to Jesus, to the vine, and He gives you the nourishment and the health that you absolutely need. You are clean. In your baptism, Jesus spoke to you and said, "You are my child." In the absolution, every Sunday, you hear Jesus say, "I forgive you all your sins." In the Lord's Supper, He says, "This is my body, this is my blood for you, for your forgiveness." You are clean because of the word He has spoken to you. You are blessed branches of the perfect vine. And yes, that does mean that sometimes pruning happens. The pain that disconnecting from those things that drag you away causes, the loss of those things the world says are so important, the cross of being a Christian. But in that pruning, God knows what He's doing. That's why the second part is true too. The life of the blessed branch produces fruit. Verse 5. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." Fruit, those things He describes at the end of the text as showing yourselves to be my disciples. Those things that give glory to God. In other words, the things a Christian does. Fruit. So how? How does the pruning, the hacking away of everything else, help produce fruit? How does the fertilizing, the manure of this life, how does that help produce fruit? How does the connection to the vine, being in the Word, how does that produce fruit? Well, when our focus isn't distracted from the love of our Savior, well, then more love will appear. When our time and efforts are spent doing those things that strengthen us instead of sap our spiritual strength, well, then we'll be strong to do what matters. Look at verse 4. He says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine." So when we take time to come together in His Word, well, we aren't by ourselves. We're together. And when we work together, we produce fruit. In fact, look at verse 7. He says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Whatever you wish. Notice he says this is when we are remaining in him and his words are remaining in us. And when that's happening, well, then what are we wishing for? We're wishing for opportunities to be pruned. We're wishing for opportunities to sacrifice so that we can show love to others in our lives. We're wishing for the things that are good for us, not for the things that are easy. And God works with that. Look at our other readings today. That's what caused the believers in that first reading to be selling their possessions so that they could help those who had need. That's what causes the love our second reading talks about. The love that is not just words and speech, but is action and truth. And that's what causes you to reach out to one another with that word of encouragement, with that offer of help. That's what causes you to support the work we do together here so that we all have a place to be connected to the vine. That's what causes you to volunteer so that we can reach more and more people, so that more and more may be connected to the vine. And in that, God is glorified. The life of the blessed branch produces fruit. So now go back to where we started, your imagination game, for a second, and ask yourself, which of those two types of vines would you rather be? For as painful as the pruning, as stinky as the fertilizing is, wouldn't you rather be the fruitful branch? I mean, you see the kids smiling, eating the grapes. You see the adults being nourished by the wine. You see the bushels and bushels of what you produced. Isn't that better? Especially when you see what's happening to the cut-off branches in the burn pile over there. So now apply that to what we are, the branches. Yeah, sometimes there's pruning that goes on. Sometimes there's pain of being a Christian as God works on us and prepares us and strengthens us. But isn't this better? And here we are, and we see the fruit that God's producing in our brothers and sisters here as we gather and we encourage one another. Here we are, connecting to His Word. Here we are seeing the fruit of our outreach and canvassing efforts as more people come to hear God's Word. Here we are, and we see the blessings that He is giving us, growing His family, giving strength to each of us individually as we go through the pruning in our lives. Here we see the fruit of being in God's Word. So come back often and remain in Him that He may produce fruit through you. In the true vine, amen. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.